The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Miss Kimmy Lee of TripleCrownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida, and in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California. And filling in for our wonderful Conjure Man Ali this week will be Conjure Man of ConjureNC.com in Brooklyn, New York. And this week we'll be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, Miss Aida of MissAida.com in Detroit, Michigan. And together, y'all, they will take your calls for advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our times. And you can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, and then called into the show, well, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a few moments, but first let's catch up with our co-hosts, Miss Kat and Kai Armand. Miss Kat.
Hi, and thank you, Tammy Lee, for that nice introduction. And I want to extend a warm welcome to Kai Armand. And for being my co-host, this is a rare pleasure. Conjure Man Ali is off doing what Conjure Man Ali has to do. And so he has been a very steadfast and stalwart co-host. And sometimes I'm the one who leaves, but this time he left. So that's cool. We got Kai. And, you know, we're all Tauruses here on the boat. So it's the Taurus Rootwork Hour. But I want to give a little bit of a shout-out to the folks at Lucky Mojo right now. It's a beautiful sunny day. Everyone's working, making products. Dave is running the trains. Leslie is entering orders. Yosei and Heidi and Nikki are in the lab. And Angela is pulling orders, and I want to give everybody a nice hello for that. And I think there's probably a few other people around. I'm not sure who. Also, I saw some of the people from the church wandering around the grounds, too. It's been a week for me because I've been working on these books that we've been doing. I hardly got a chance to go outside, but we are one more book down at the printer, which is Deacon Millett's Hoodoo Return and Reconciliation Spells is now at press. So look for that one. And Kai is working on the newsletter for Lucky Mojo. We'll have all the covers for all of the books. If you're not a subscriber to the Lucky Mojo newsletter, just go to Facebook and look up Lucky Mojo Curio, and you'll find us there. And we'll announce when each newsletter comes out. When one comes out, you can click on it and go read it. And when you go to the page where you can read it, why, guess what? You can subscribe. Or you can go to luckymojo.com and scroll down until you find a little picture of an envelope, and it says Join Our Newsletter. And you can sign up. It's free. It comes out about once a month. There are discount coupons and news of new products, upcoming events, and all the other good things that go on in our life. And right now we are working very hard on these books. So that is what's going on over here. I've still been doing readings and root work for people, despite all of the other projects. And I'm a little at the edge of my endurance here, but I'm doing the best I can. And I tell you, it's the readings and the root work that kind of keep me focused on the here and now, because I could go off into book land and write books all day, and you'd never hear from me again in person. But dealing with clients and helping them has keeps me kind of focused and centered. And I just want to also thank my clients who've been very patient as I rush to the phone 3 minutes late saying, I just had to save that manuscript and they don't even know what I'm talking about. But I'm working in typesetting programs and I need to finish out a page before I go do the reading. So everybody's been real nice about it. And we are looking forward to the Hoodoo Heritage Festival, which will be May 16th and 17th. All right. Well, I'm going to bring in Kai here. How are you doing today, Kai?
I'm fabulous. I'm so glad to be such a privilege to be guest hosting with you. Conjure Man Ali, you know, is a very, very busy man, and I get the privilege off of that today.
Well, it's nice to have you here. Tell us what's been going on. Well, now we know your book is already at press. We've already approved the proofs, so it's the next one we're going to be seeing copies of. But why don't you just, you know, give a little bit of a update on what you've been doing.
Sure, you know, readings and root work, but I also had the privilege of visiting my alma mater as a part of a residency this past week. I went to Hampshire College in Western Massachusetts, and I was invited back to talk about my work, speak in a few different classes, and lead some workshops regarding folk magic and shamanism. And it was just really one of the most enlivening experiences I've ever had. One of the classes I was invited to speak in was actually called Neo-Paganism and New Alternative Religion. So I was able to really talk about all of the fascinating new world magical and religious traditions that we have. And I can talk forever. So
wow.
it's perfect
for
me, yeah.
What a great thing. That is really nice. You know, they say sometimes a prophet is without honor in his own city, but you proved them wrong. I mean, to be invited to go back to your own college and give a talk on folk magic, that's stunning, you know. That's great.
Teach workshops. I got to teach some really exciting trance workshops, and I'm getting really great feedback from the students that were involved. So hopefully this will be an annual thing.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. That is really, I'm proud of you. That's great. That is really great. Excellent. Well, let's bring in our guest this week, and this is Miss Aida, who has been a guest before. Welcome, Miss Aida.
Well, thank you.
It's nice to have you here. Now, those who know you from AIR. You're a reader and root worker at the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. And there are many, many more fans of yours who know you through the Lucky Mojo Forum, which is at forum.luckymojo.com. You are one of the three admins of the forum. And you're the gal who keeps it all together. So first of all, my thanks for that. But you also are training all the moderators at the forum, and that is the people who answer questions who have graduated from my course in Hoodoo and who want to, have fun, meet people, and earn a few extra points in the form of Lucky Mojo products, which are sent for the posts that they do. And but you're the trainer. You're the one who trains them all, and you're a great lady for doing it. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us what's going on at MissAida.com. What's going on in your world right now?
Oh, well, lots and lots and lots of breakup spells and cursing spells. You know, that seems to be my specialty in uncrossing. So I like doing those a lot. So that's what I've been busy doing.
Well, I have to say, when everybody says, oh, you know, I'm looking for someone to help me curse somebody and nobody will do it, I always send them to you. I know you don't take every case. I mean, you weigh your cases and you take the ones that you feel that you can get behind.
Right,
but
the ones that are justified.
Right, the ones that are justified. But I know there are very few root workers who will take seriously cursing somebody and talk to you about why you may need to do it. And Miss Aida, you are one of the few. So as long as there are people who do wrong, you're always going to have a job. I really stand behind you for that. Do you do court cases too?
Not at all.
Okay, just you do uncrossing and crossing. I know you do love and other things also.
Right, right. But I like doing the nasty stuff. Oh, and I do lust spells. I like, you know, anything that involves a lot of energy and screaming and yelling and loving, you know, sex.
Yeah. High energy.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I love to, you know, eradicate spirits. That's my actual real true spirit, specialty is eradicating spirits.
Really? All right. Well, that's going to bring us right to our discussion, is if you'd planned that. So today our panel discussion, we're all three going to join in on the methods and of diagnosis and of dealing with intrusive spirits, particularly succubi and incubi. And as usual, I'm going to just give a little introduction here. Succubi and incubi are the Latin names for intrusive spirits that usually are perceived to have a sexual component, but they don't necessarily always do. They are related to the mare, which is the Scandinavian and Nordic spirit of bad dreams. We use that term mare, only comes up in nightmare, but in Swedish they call it Mara. And people often think, well, the nightmare, it's a horse. Well, that kind of gets you an idea into what we call hag riding, in which hags, which are nighttime wandering spirits, ride you, basically draining you of energy, as if you were a horse. And then those spirits are generally conceived, the hags are generally conceived of as living beings. But it's a circle here from living beings who may ride you and may ride you sexually, to discarnate spirits that may ride you and may ride you sexually, to the idea of the horse or the mare or the Mara, and back to nightmare. So all of these kind of go together. Now I'm going to turn this over to you, Miss Aida, because first question everybody has is, am I really being afflicted by discarnate spirits of incubi and succubi, and how would I know if I was? So I'm going to give this to you.
Well, may I share an experience that happened to me years ago?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is, you know, this incubus was the stupidest thing in the world, because he's the one that, it was the one that got me into eradicating spirits. And I woke up. And
wow.
I had this incredible, wonderful sex, and I woke up, and there's this silhouette of this bald man, big bald man, just laying there with me, and I got up, and I was screaming and yelling and running around the house, and he ran after me, and I went over to my picture of my patron saint, Caridad de Cobre, thinking I was going to get protection there, and he took that picture right off the wall and threw it at me and scared the crap out of me. And I'm running and I'm running and he's running after me. And then I stopped and I said, wait a minute here. I'm a witch. What am I doing?
Wow.
I got right in his face, and I was throwing holy water at him. And, you know, I'll give you the spell afterwards. And I got him out, boy, and I kept him out. But I have to admit, that was really good sex.
Well, that's a funny thing about those dudes. They will come in and they will... I'm going to tell you one on me, all right? I had one. This is one of my... I mean, I woke up before it got too hot, but I'm telling you, it was bizarre. I was in a dream, and... I was walking down the street, and this older vehicle, now, even at the time that I had the dream, this would have been an antique-type vehicle. It was about a 1947 Chrysler New Yorker. In fact, it was exactly a 1947 Chrysler New Yorker in a dark navy blue. And it pulled up kind of alongside me on the sidewalk, but it was on the wrong side of the street. It was like either we were on a one-way street or it was on the wrong side. And the door opens, and there's this handsome, glowing, golden-haired man. He looks like an archangel. I mean, he's got the golden hair, the halo, the everything. He's a beautiful man. And he kind of opens the door, and he's kind of like offering me a ride, right? And I said, who are you? And he goes, I'm God Almighty. And I kind of went, really? He goes, I'm God Almighty. And then just then, the back door opens. This guy snatches me like he's going to kidnap me. And he's this dark, weasley-eyed guy. And he goes, and I'm the devil incarnate.
Whoa. Wow.
And I went, whoa. Well, I mean, kidnapped by God Almighty and the devil incarnate. And I burst, but it was like pure sex. And I burst out of the car and woke up.
Wow.
Needless to say, it was not God Almighty and the devil incarnate. It was just, you know, a couple of buddies out to rape a young woman, you know, in dreams. Yeah, that's a funny
I know
one,
we can laugh about it now.
Oh, I can laugh about it
now. It's a little scary.
It was. I would say if I had to judge what they looked like, I would say God Almighty looks like something between an Aries and a Sagittarius. And the devil incarnate was some kind of wolfish Scorpio. I mean,
oh!
They were fun-loving guys. Kai, have you ever had an experience with this kind of an event?
Gratefully, I have not had an experience with either succubus or incubus energies. I have had experiences with energies that, spiritual energies, that were sexual or definitely were pulling the strings of lust and passion in an overt way that was, you know, in a way sort of unnatural. But actual succubus to incubus energies I have not had experiences with, although they're definitely something I would imagine that if I were to encounter them in my own practice, I would think about ways in which I generally approach spirit intrusion issues. However, Kajman Ali was wonderful enough to send me some of his thoughts on succubus and incubus energies, if it's okay if I share them here.
Sure.
So one thing he says here is that when it comes to these types of spirits, it's important in his understanding to remember that they manifest in a few different ways. The first is as a spirit intrusion that attacks at night. This is the most commonly known and most famous. However, he says that there are a few other ones that occur more often but are not less potent. So he's talking about these the ways in which they also manifest through a living individual, someone who might be a potential lover who has one of these spirits attached to them. And the spirit is feeding off of the sexual energy and manifesting during sexual encounters between yourself and this other person. So mm-hmm. He says that it's always good to sort of check before you go to sleep with someone because you don't know what might be coming along to sleep with the both of you at the same time. And he says that what usually happens here, if you have not checked but you're beginning to sort of to see the signs to look for, are that that person is beginning to lead you on a perverse path or down roads that you wouldn't normally take. And in these instances, you find yourself in dangerous situations and seeking out sexual encounters that you would never do so normally.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that idea of perverse paths. That's a very potent phrase.
Right.
And I have dealt with clients who have actually enjoyed that because in their normal waking life, they were either non-partnered or they had a partner who they had adequate sex with, but they began to have a dream lover that took them into a bizarre world. Now, you know, we could take the Freudian approach and just discount all of this and say, well, this was their secret inner desires, right? But when you read for them, you find out, no, you get cards like the devil show up in the tarot reading, and you're going, no, 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 this is not normal. And that's one of the things that's most important to understand is how we diagnose these things. It's not only based on what they're offering or what the sex is like, but how much it accords with a reading, whether by cards or by clairvoyance or by palmistry or by whatever, that accords with that person's true nature. And when somebody suddenly takes a sudden right-hand or left-hand turn sexually, you sometimes wonder, what happened? Did something lure them? And
right.
There is a lot of that happening. It can also be a deeply suppressed desire that is real. and maybe they're with a partner who has certain limitations in sexuality, and they are beginning to dream of breaking through those boundaries, and it may end up leading to a divorce, or into, on a good side, may end up leading to introducing their partner to something new that they like. We as diviners have to be able to see that subtle difference. Is it an incubus or succubus, or is it an upwelling of something from the person's true conscious, unconscious nature? You understand what I'm saying, Kai, right? Because I know you deal a lot with the psychological aspects of spirituality.
But then there's another element where, you know, divination needs to show us, you know, is there a conscious entity at play here? You know, whether that, and that is something that I'm always parsing out in my work. Is this a conscious entity at play? And then, of course, what kind of entity?
That is the best way to phrase that question. And there are people who have, and I've done this, used a spirit board to divine, because tarot sometimes doesn't make a great distinction, especially if you are a modern-style tarot reader. You know, everyone will give those cards a psychological meaning. Well, this means you really long for blah, blah. No. Let's just go to the Ouija board and just say, anybody home? Anybody home? If they're home, they will come up on the Ouija board, because it's you and the Ouija board. It's not necessarily that other person. Right? And so you're not in touch with their unconscious. You're talking to a conscious entity. You made a really great distinction there, Kai. And there are ways of determining whether an entity is present. A pendulum will work. Of course, among people who are psychics themselves, like Aida, she pictures flying off the wall, right? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kinds of things that we look for. Not just a little bit of self-dramatization about I was lonely and I kind of imagined myself a dream boyfriend, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I wanted to, if you don't mind, you know, I'd like to clarify something for the audience, and I thought this was a very good analogy, if that's the proper terminology. You know that my English isn't that good. But a succubus is a female who sucks the semen out of the man. And then the incubus is the male form who inserts the semen into a woman. Because, I mean, a lot of people don't know the difference between an incubus and a succubus. So I just wanted
That's
to clarify
great.
That.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for saying that, because people do have trouble with that sometimes. And it's easy to remember. We speak a Latinate language in part, a Germanic Latinate language, and in fact, that mnemonic works. So succubi and incubi, that's right. And there are cases of people becoming spiritually pregnant with incubi. And in a medical/psychological world, those are termed false pregnancies. But, of course, if it was all, quote, psychological, why would dogs have false pregnancies? Why do horses have false pregnancies, right? We've all heard of this. They're not
right.
sitting around thinking, oh, my gosh. No, there really are entities that will go around and spiritually impregnate females of various species, and they will have false pregnancies. And, of course, I'm going to get in hot water with the AMA for saying it, but and there are, you know, of course, there are hormonal changes. It was all caused by hormonal changes. Well, what set those hormonal changes in, you know, in process? So I have met two women as clients in my life who had false pregnancies caused by entertaining incubi. They were both single women. They did not want children, but they found that they were having sex dreams, and they began to encourage the sex dreams, asking for them. And both of them, and this was many years apart and in two different states, they both ended up with false pregnancies. And, of course, we're told by their doctors, oh, it's all in your head, and, oh, your hormones have gone wild because of your mind. And they decided that it should be treated medically. But then there was that doubt, and that's why they came to me. One of them actually came to me while she thought she was pregnant. The other told me the story after and wanted a diagnosis after the fact. The one who came to me and thought she was pregnant didn't tell me she thought she was pregnant. She came to me and she goes, I want to see if you see any changes in my life. Well, what kind of an open-ended question is that for a reader? Of course, baby, there will be changes in your life. There will be, guaranteed, there will be changes in your life. But she was going to, you know, test me. And I got this, a little reading that showed the Empress, pregnancy, the Tower. I said, I think you might be pregnant, but you're going to have a miscarriage. And then came the Devil. And I went, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
This is not good. You know, it's not, like, you're not going to have Rosemary's Baby or something, but there's something really wrong here, right? And well, she went to a doctor. She had missed her period. She had missed two periods. She goes to a doctor. The doctor says, no, it's a false pregnancy. And then she came back to me and she told me that. And she said, you must have understood that. And I said, well, I didn't really. Now I do, but I didn't when I did the reading. I don't know all. I try. But what I understood then was that she told me she had actually invited the idea of maybe I could just make a baby with this spirit being. No, you can't.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, those things happen, you know, and the thing I want to mention, because, you know, we keep discussing the psychological, it's in the Bible several times.
Right. That's
several
correct.
Times, though. I mean.
That is correct. Now, in the chat room, Nagashiva posed a typical Nagashiva question. I love him for this. He poses these great big questions in a few words. How do we determine the difference between an assault by incubus and an annunciation by a benefic entity? Are there signs? Right? Oh, he wants us to go into the world of blasphemy. So I'm going to throw this one to Kai. How would you tell the difference between an assault by an incubus and the Archangel Gabriel saying, "You are with child"?
You know, I saw you throwing this one at me a mile from a mile away. I would first take into consideration the client's experiences. You know, there's a big difference, I would say, between angelic energies and demonic mm-hmm. or sort of lower energies, a tremendous difference. Mm-hmm. Not to say that fear and terror can't happen with angelic energies, but definitely wanting to fully parse out what the client is experiencing, while, of course, keeping in mind that both of these are, and with the former, rather rare. I have not heard of such, you know, really rare. So keeping my eye, you know, keeping my ear to the ground on that one as well. And then, of course, using my divinatory tools, you know, the various cards that will come out, hopefully I'm not seeing the Devil. Hopefully I'm not seeing the Ten of Swords. But if I'm seeing Temperance, if I'm seeing the Hierophant, perhaps things are leaning in the former direction, of course, my ear being kept to the ground as to the tremendous rarity
mm-hmm.
regarding such experiences.
Yes, and just speaking as a Jewish woman, I'm not 100% convinced about that one anyway. I mean, I consider, if let me just say something here. I got to take a little side trip. If Jesus was the Son of God and Mary, then why do they give Joseph's genealogy in the Bible? Have you ever asked that question? Why would you care? It's just his stepfather. Well, obviously, they were kind of counting both sides of that one. Just saying. Just had to say it.
Okay.
You know, I'm sorry. Don't mean to ruffle any Christian feathers, but, you know, just saying.
I you know, and I would think, because, you know, in all the material I've read, is that people become, and you've already stated this, people become mm-hmm. more, well, Kai already stated it, people become more and more, if you will, deviant. And
mm-hmm.
they do, if they continue an ongoing affair with, you know, an incubus or a succubus, they start becoming physically ill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They become sicker and sicker and sicker. I would imagine that wouldn't happen, just like Kai said, if it were an angelic apparition that did this, because you would be feeling wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my guess.
Yeah, that is one of the issues right there. How does the client or the sitter for the divination actually feel? if they are feeling bad, we have something bad going on. Now, there are a lot of reasons that people, as I said, entertain incubi and succubi. They may be lonely. It may be their best shot at love. There are also other entities who are actually good entities, and I would put them below angelic spirits, but these would be entities from what we might call another dimension. They might not even be heavenly entities. And there are some very interesting examples of people who have been married to these spirits. My favorite is Thomas Lake Harris. Any of you who know that I live near Santa Rosa, California, look up Thomas Lake Harris. The reason I found out about him was because I lived real near him. And he was married in spirit to a woman called the Lily Queen. And the Lily Queen lived in a spirit land of her own, and he had children with her in the spirit world. He fathered children with her. And you could say, oh, wait, the guy was deluded. He was crazy. But no, he actually apparently was not crazy, and he had... He kept a farm going. He had, people came to him for teachings. And he taught people that there were benevolent spirits that you could work with and live with in a spirit world. The strange thing was he also had lovers in the material earth world, and they all knew about the Lily Queen. He'd shut himself in his room and say, oh, I'm going to go talk with the Lily Queen now. You amuse yourself. It was a kind of an interesting thing. He believed in multiple marriage. He was opposed by Pascal Beverly Randolph, who was another spiritualist and also a hoodoo root doctor, a black man from came from a background of his mother was a freed slave, and he was born in freedom and in 1825. And he opposed Thomas Lake Harris and the idea that you would have the possibility of having a lover from another dimension, as it were. He believed that all of those lovers were of necessity and inclination vampiric. And they were contemporaries. They argued about this stuff in the Banner of Light spiritualist magazine and newspaper. So there's a long history to people wanting to have a spirit lover. We get on the forum, you've seen this, Miss Aida, they post, how can I get an incubus or succubus? They want one.
Right. And they're getting their terminologies wrong because, again, those are demonic, you know.
Right.
And
that's right.
And what you're telling us about is not. So they need to get their terminology correct.
Right. Right. And there are people who, in many religions, as Nagashiva reminds us, that there are people who marry spirits, marry gods or goddesses. We find this in several religions. Catholicism, the Bride of Christ type nun, the vow of the nun. And in Hinduism, there are people who are married to deities, both male and female. And we see this all over the world, and it's not unique to any one culture. So
no, and you see the nuns wearing wedding bands, you know, on their left finger.
That is correct. But there's a horror movie in the making. It turns out it wasn't Christ. They were married to the devil incarnate. You know, it would be a nice horror movie. I love to stand people's conventions on their heads. But that's when people come to the forum and they're saying, I'd like an incubus, please. We're like, no. Really, that would not be a good idea.
There are human beings who are very good at who are very good in bed, and there's tons of root work that can help you find one.
For all of those wanting one, they go see you, Kai.
Consider a human being. You know, that's what I say. I say no. Consider a fellow human being, one with the prowess and interest that you're looking for, and we'll try to aim in that direction.
Yeah. I'm going to just throw another idea out here, too. This is another thing distinct from incubi and succubi, and these are the departed lovers or spouses. There are many people who claim that, oh, my husband died, and he's still living here in the house with me. Right? I'm sure you've met a few of those, right?
Oh,
we read, we read interviews with people who are very sane, mundane people. Some of them will even marry afterwards. And we'll say, well, you know, I told my second husband that my first husband is still here, and I hope that's okay. And he said, yeah, it's fine. He's cool. Right. So we could say that is married to a ghost would be one way of putting it. But it's not a ghost in the spooky sense. It's a ghost, a beloved ghost, and or spirit of the house.
Spirit,
and
yeah.
And there are many. There are many who maintain and continue to maintain relationships with the dead. And in fact, an entire religion, spiritualism, is built around the idea of that. Now, that doesn't take on the perverse characteristics, although many times someone's friends will say, you should go out and date again. Well, why do I need to date again? Bob is still here, right? I'm sure you've heard that from a few people.
Oh, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And
you know,
so,
and tracking an incubus or a succubus also, they usually like to, they're attracted to the negativity. So when people are depressed or physically ill, or under a lot of stress, you know, that's going to attract the negative. Negative loves negative. They're going to take advantage mm-hmm. of the weak.
Absolutely.
So you're not going to see that when, you know, someone's living with their deceased husband. There's mm-hmm. just a whole different ambiance there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, these people are happy.
Yeah, that's right. And again, this is, you know, by their fruits you shall know them. If the person who is living in congress with, and that includes sexual congress with, a spirit entity is happy, then we know things are not dire.
Right.
The mark of a demonic involvement is that it may start off real high and exciting, but it begins to become vampiric, lethal, perverse, sad, crazed. And in all ways, you can look at that person and go, something's gone wrong.
Right.
They don't call these things incubi and succubi for nothing. Okay. They beware and don't play with them because they aren't the nicest kids on the block. All right. Well, thank you, Miss Aida. Now, y'all listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, and we're going to be back and do a couple of free readings with cards and other divination systems and prescribe some root work for our on-air radio clients. All right, we're going to turn this over to Miss Tammy Lee.
And Miss Kat and y'all, the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood, and filling in for our own Conjurman Ali, Kai Armand, and this week's very special guest, Miss Aida. We'll be right back, and we'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions to spiritual divination and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our calling clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. And if you have filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like for you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our hosts. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first new client. Our first new client is calling in from area code 516 from Melrose, New York. This is BB101. BB101, are you there, caller?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon and evening. I'm going to go ahead and let
Thank
our host
you.
Know that you're very welcome, that you have not yet...
Very excited to be on here.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much that you have not joined us here before, and this is your first time calling in, and that you have not yet gone to any other members or readers of air, okay? And you're right. I've always had bad luck in everything, such as education, although I finished my bachelor's.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and continue reading now. Okay, sweetie?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've never had a love, romantic relationship, bad health, obese, bad relationship with parents and family, pretty much delays and denials and everything. Turning it back over to you.
All right, Phoebe. Let me ask you, this is Kat. I'm going to ask you just a couple of questions.
Hi,
before
how are
we,
you?
I'm fine. Let me ask you, do you know what sign of the zodiac you are?
Yes, I believe I'm a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. And when you say you've always had bad luck, I kind of want to place this on an average lifespan here. About how old are you?
I'm 23. I will be 24 in December.
All right. So always for you is a lot shorter than someone who was 82.
Yes.
It's important for me to know because, first of all, just to be honest, that gives me some hope because you are still in that flexible point in your life where you can make some changes and take off some cross conditions and get things better. You aren't hardened in negativity. All right.
Yes.
So what I'm going to do is put down three cards. And oh, I do have one more question, too. You said you finished your bachelor's degree. What was the field of which you were studying?
I finished my bachelor's degree. It's a Bachelor of Science in Biology.
Biology. All right. Okay.
And I wanted to go ahead and get a master's in clinical laboratory science, which is like lab-related work in the medical field, but I couldn't get in. You know, I was denied.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, that's too bad. All right. So the first thing, I'm going to put down three cards, and I'm going to read them here for you. The first card is a card of some suffering, and this is a card of the past, and it usually relates to family, and it is the Five of Pentacles. Now, this shows a woman and a child walking through the snow, and they are ill, and they have problems. There are the woman is looks just sad and sick. I mean, she really just doesn't look like she's doing too well, and she is kind of got a rags around her, you know, trying to keep herself warm in the snow. Behind her is a child who has a bandage around the head, and is on crutches. Has a bandage around the foot. And has a bell around the neck as if there was some chronic disease like leprosy or something. And they're walking in the snow in front of a large church. We only see just a part of the wall of the church. And there's a stained glass window on the church with five golden coins. Now, the first thought we always have, we look at this, well, why aren't the people from the church helping them? Well, they're not even looking at the church. So there's two factors here. One is you haven't received the help you could have gotten, but the other factor is you haven't actually looked for the help you could get. So we're going to put some of this on a bad circumstances. And my sense of it here is you were born into a family that had experienced a lot of loss, poverty, and lowered expectations. And your expectations were higher, but you didn't get the help that you hoped you would get, but yet you could have sought more hope. Now, this also talks about chronic illness. And I'm not a medical doctor, but you did mention that there is that you're obese and that there's some problems there, and that is going to make bad
some
health.
Problems, you know, they're undiagnosed. They've been going on for years, and they come out of the blue. Nobody else in my family has them. They're just theirs. Right. You know, this doesn't make sense for me to have them at this age.
Right, I understand. Well, what I am seeing here is that some of what I'm going to have to tell you is not root work. Some of what I'm going to have to tell you is you need to check in with some medical help at this point. It's going to make a difference to you.
I've been to many doctors.
Okay, all right. Well, I want you to get to the right one because there is something underlying this. There also may be an issue of hormones or that's affecting your mental state, your courage, your ability to see things through. But there is something seriously wrong here, and it's more than just a curse. In other words, there is also something actually physically going on, physically, mentally, socially. It's a complex of things. The next card is a card called the Star. Now, the Star is a card of a beautiful woman bathing and pouring water out onto the land. She's causing little flowers to grow. She has seven stars around her and one big star in the center. The big star is Venus. The seven stars are the Pleiades. We sometimes call those stars the seven sisters. This card is a card of generosity and is of bathing, cleansing, uncrossing yourself, and also seeking the aid and assistance of other people. In other words, don't shut yourself up in your room, but be looking to others. Springtime will always be your good time because the Pleiades come out and are seen when the sun is in spring.
It's funny you say that because I was born in India. I'm from a Hindu background, Hinduism family. And the Pleiades, actually, in Hindu mythology, they are actually seven goddesses, and they live in somewhere in the stars. They are actually expressed in Hindu mythology.
That's right. It's the same thing. And they're called the Seven Sisters in English. We call them the Seven Sisters. And the Native Americans also have them. They say there are seven young women, and they say they have there's one boy who lives with them, but he doesn't show himself very much.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that what see now, I didn't know that you were Hindu, but that is exactly the same thing here. And this is some that you should do some prayer work and some work with the seven goddesses, the seven sisters. Okay?
Okay.
That is important. And springtime will be your good time. Okay? The next card is the Three of Cups. Now, the Three of Cups is also a card of bathing and cleansing, but it's also a card of drinking tinctures, teas, or things to cleanse yourself. And it also shows three women rejoicing. These are called the Three Graces. So, once more, I'm seeing that the possibility of working with a female mentor or female colleagues, a female root worker, both on the mundane level, such as so to speak, if you want to go back and go and find another college and go for that master's, you know, you need to accomplish what you want to, but you're going to need the help, literally, of women. And those women could be, again, sisters. They could be three different women. But what I'm seeing here is that you are going to need that kind of help. All right, I'm going to turn this over to Miss Aida and see what she says.
Thank you.
Hello there.
Hi, how are you, Miss Aida?
Fine, thank you. My reading is similar to Miss Katz, very, very similar. I lay out more cards because I don't know how to lay out three. And what I'm seeing is that, you know, growing up, you had a lot of burdens in your family, and you're still carrying a lot of burdens. And when you were younger, you know, you just thought that the right guy was just going to come along. And you never really looked. You just kind of waited, you know. And you were offered spiritual assistance, but because of all the family burdens you had, you never really paid attention. I see yourself buried in burdens, buried in stress, buried in things are your responsibility. I'm seeing a lot of, you know, responsibility here. And what I'm seeing is a lot of confusion, okay, because when you have a choice between romance or school, you're going to take school. So you're more or less burying yourself in your studies as opposed to getting out in the world. You're not taking off your blindfold. You're not seeing what's around you. You're not taking the initiative. You're more or less hiding. And this goes all the way back to when you were growing up. And still, you know, you're still with your family burdens. And I don't know what those are. Those are none of my business. But they're showing that you have a tremendous amount of emotional struggles. And you're more or less like, oh, God, you know, you're just, your hands are tied. And
yes, ma'am, that's exactly how I feel.
It's just a lot of accumulation of negativity, okay, and a lot of struggle. And you're very hard on yourself. Oh, my God. I mean, you expect, you know, absolute perfection in anything you do. And I think also that may be why you're considering yourself to have bad luck with mm-hmm. love. It's because you're expecting perfection from anybody that mm-hmm. comes to you and vice versa. So mm-hmm. the good news is, though, that, you know, when you do what Miss Cat has recommended, you know, mm-hmm. the end crossing, all that, I do see that mm-hmm. after 14 months, I do see something romance coming to you.
14 months romance, okay.
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 And that's good news. I'm going to also just step back in one more thing about the you mentioned mm-hmm. obesity. You're going to have mm-hmm. to take care of that, and I'll tell you why. If you get too obese and then you mm-hmm. lose the weight, you'll have loose skin. You're not going to want mm-hmm. that. That's going to require expensive plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Lose the weight now. Lose the weight mm-hmm. now while you still have young, flexible skin. I'm speaking from mm-hmm. Knowledge of clients of mine. And mm-hmm. your family expectations is something that Madam Samantha mentioned, and Aida mentioned it too, as mm-hmm. did I, that there's a family history. Some of this has to mm-hmm. do with your family, so pray for mm-hmm. their health and success too. Let's turn mm-hmm. this over to Kai, and he's going to give you some root work advice.
Thank you so much, Ms. Kat.
Thank you so much for calling into mm-hmm. the show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
I too have thrown cards regarding both diagnosis and prognosis here, mm-hmm. and everything that Ms. Kat and Ms. Aida have suggested. I strongly suggest that I hope that you're taking notes or that you listen to the archives.
I am taking notes. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. To take action based on the things that they have said. I too mm-hmm. am not seeing this being sort of a thorough, quick root out. There are some things that really need to be resolved that are heavy, that are sitting with you, that are mm-hmm. some of which are not your own. Actually, a lot of this I don't see as your own. There are some ancestral energies at play in the situation.
What kind of energy?
I'm
sorry, what kind of? Mm-hmm.
Ancestral? Things
ancestral,
from your ancestors?
Okay.
Familial mm-hmm. and ancestral energies that are sort of arriving and weighing down on you. So one thing that mm-hmm. I would suggest is one thing I'm seeing, for instance, is there's a female ancestor that needs some attention because she is not helping the situation. Yes. And instead of doing elevation work, I would actually suggest if you know how to set lights, you can set healing lights for this ancestor or hire someone to set lights uh-huh. for this ancestor.
Or hire someone. Do you know if she's on my paternal side or maternal side?
This is feeling more on your maternal side, which is why
mom's side. Okay.
This mm-hmm. is feeling more on your mother's side, and this is also why I think part of the reason why really helpful female energies coming into the situation sort of makes mm-hmm. the most sense. Mm-hmm. In addition to, and they're there. They will absolutely show up if you call upon those helpful female energies mm-hmm. because there's this sense that you've been laden with more than you really mm-hmm. deserve to be laden with. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I would suggest here is you're ensuring that your home is uncrossed, your home is cleansed. I don't know if you've ever performed a house cleansing. In the form of, you know, in hoodoo we often use Chinese wash and lemongrass, but performing mm-hmm. a good thorough cleansing of your house and putting up strong protections. Again, this is going to be a journey for you. This is not a one-off situation. The other thing that I would suggest is a mojo mm-hmm. hand for your health.
A mojo bag?
A mojo bag mm-hmm. that you've had crafted, now whether you've crafted it or ordered it from mm-hmm. someone else, that mm-hmm. you have for your health,
mm-hmm. for my health, okay.
something that helps you to be healthy no matter what, but that can also mm-hmm. lead you to sources and resources that whether that's mm-hmm. a doctor or a naturopath or an herbalist or a personal trainer, something that is mm-hmm. always on task about mm-hmm. you remaining healthy and leading you toward resources to aid you with doing that. I am absolutely mm-hmm. seeing that working mm-hmm. within the Hindu tradition does mm-hmm. benefit you to a certain extent. So if there are any priests or if there's any sort of priesthood that you trust and who might be able mm-hmm. to provide some guidance, especially in mm-hmm. regards to some of this ancestral energy that feels rather angry, I would suggest reaching mm-hmm. out to them as well.
Okay, I have gotten many, because I know I am a believer, I am Hindu, I have gotten many astrological readings. from Hindu astrologers, you know, very good ones, and they've said, you know, everything would clear this year, but, you know, it's already April, and things are still the same, and it doesn't work.
Well, I saw the Pleiades, and I associate that with April, May as well, and I know it's already April, but I do see that things will clear up. I'm going to tell you something as an astrologer myself. There is what's called an orb of influence, and things can, just as we say, well, if it's exact, it's on the same degree, but 2 degrees, 3 degrees, that can express as 2 to 3 months or more. So I never tried to give like an exact date, but I have a feeling if they've looked at your chart, there's something, if they say it's going to clear up, you may have been born with a retrograde planet or a bad aspect that will go out of aspect, or that a slow-moving planet will come in and heal it. You can certainly trust astrology on this account. I do believe that that's good. And I saw the stars. You see, now that's interesting that you brought up astrology, because I had the card of the stars. So it should be a pointer that I should have said it's in the stars, but I didn't say that. But I do see that you will get out of this. And I'm seeing, Aida said, of what was it, 14 months? I'm seeing, a time frame here that does show you will end up rejoicing. You will end up happy. But get your health taken care of. Okay.
Okay.
I really feel that health thing is a part of it. Do you have any other words, Kai or Aida, on this one?
I do.
Yes, I know.
If you don't mind. Okay. I want to suggest that you get clarity oil and tranquility oil. You need the tranquility oil so that you're not so stressed out. Okay? So that you're not overburdened the way you are. You need the clarity oil to see that you are being offered health. And one other thing is Lucky Mojo does have a weight loss mojo hand.
Okay. And how do you use these oils? Do you use them on candles or?
You can use them on your head. You can use them on candles. You would use blue candles for healing. But, you know, especially get that tranquility and that clarity on your head.
You can also add a few drops of that to a shampoo or body wash as well.
Kai is right.
But there are bath crystals. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
There are bath crystals. The same products are made in the form of bath crystals if you want to add them to water. But it's actually a little more economical to buy the oil and put a few drops of oil into your shampoo and stir it in. It works real well. It just depends on how convenience and how you like to work. We also make incenses for these and powders. But with clarity and tranquility, they make a very good blend. And I would also possibly add another thing for you, which is Crucible of Courage. It's a little sharper scent, but you just add a small amount of that, because part of what I'm seeing here is that you're feeling not quite up to, you've been beaten down so long, you're not quite ready to step up to the plate and fight for what is yours. And you can get help. The situation blocking your education really says to me you can go back and revisit that and move on if you have females to help you. Okay?
Females to help you. Okay.
Yeah. All righty. Good luck.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much
for calling, and call us back if you need more help later on down the line. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
All right, folks, you're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour here on the Lucky Mojo Radio Network, LMC Network. And we'll be right back, and we'll do another reading for a second client, and we'll give them some root work as well. And that's where it's at.
Y'all, support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com. And by the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners, located online at readersandrootworkers.org. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next new client. And our next new client is calling in to us. This is Sean, and calling in to us from area code 402 from Omaha, Nebraska. Sean, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and let our host know and let everybody know that you are a super-duper loyal listener and that you try to catch not only every episode, but that you also go back and go in and go into the archives and check out the older ones, too. So thank you so much for doing that. And I'm going to go ahead and let them also know that you have not yet gone to any other readers or root workers from the association of AIR, okay? And yours is a very brief description. And you're right. I'm trying to open my house. I'm trying to open my own business. There we go. Trying to get a little practice started myself. And I was wondering what would be suggested to help in the situation. Turning it back over to you.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm going to say hi to Sean because I know Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hi, Kat.
Hi. Nice to talk to you in this funny venue. Just to catch people up here, Sean is also on the Lucky Mojo forum as Sean Leo, and Sean is Leo. And Sean is also on Facebook and has done a lot of work with volunteering with the Harry Hyatt informants page. And I'm just going to give a nice big round of happy thankfulness here. Harry Hyatt was a man who interviewed 1,603 black Americans about hoodoo from 1935 to 1970. And he lost a number of their names. He had a numbers book. He had the numbers of the informants and he had their names. And there was a code book that gave you the correspondences and he lost that book. So one of my projects has been, ever since his book started coming out in the 70s, was to try to reconnect these people to their names where we can, and sometimes we can. And nobody, all these years, I've had this thing online since about 1994, Hyatt's informant page, nobody has ever helped me until Sean came along. So Sean, so thankful. And he's added many, many of these folks, and really trying to get the recognition and respect to the 1,600 black practitioners who helped us know about hoodoo of the mid-20th century. Well, Sean is a prince among men. All right, now, I just had to say that because this is more than just a guy. So I'd like to start a little practice on myself. Now, also, I'm going to tell you one other thing about Sean. And Kai is going to read for him. Sean is younger than most people starting a practice. And he's heard a little bit of kickback on that. But I'm going to say, I started my professional practice at the age of 18. How old are you now, Sean?
I'll be 18 in August.
There you go. All right. So let not age stand between someone and their dream. And Sean is a smart cookie. All right, I'm going to turn this over to Kai. You do a reading for him.
Well, wonderful to meet you, Sean. And this is I'm imagining, a root work practice that you're seeking to start.
Yes.
Awesome. Tell me a bit about sort of the work that you love, that you're most excited about doing. What's brought you to this moment of wanting to do this? Or even better, what are you afraid of standing in the way?
I really feel like the thing that's standing in the way is, I really think that it's my age.
Yeah.
You know, people see an age and then they automatically want to say things. They automatically want to assume that you don't know a lot. Whereas a lot of people would say that I've put in the time and the effort and I've studied a lot. And I have studied a lot, but I was also passed down a lot of information, which I don't think it's fair to say that I don't know anything when I have proven that I do.
Okay. So this is one of those situations where you're looking for sort of less of a reading to solve a problem and more sort of what can help you move forward. There's a section of the Bible that I would like for you to read, and it's very short. It's the area of the New Testament where Jesus is a child and is talking, or this is a story about Jesus in the temple speaking and the priests being in awe of what this child is saying. That's something that immediately comes to mind right now regarding you. I did feel this fear from you regarding your age and regarding your abilities in the divination that I've brought up, both through cards and through bibliomancy. And I'll tell you, because I turned to bibliomancy first, where I was brought to in Scripture, which is 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 9, which reads, "And eastward he inhabited unto the entering in of the wilderness from the river Euphrates, because their cattle were multiplied in the land of Gilead." This is a scripture that's about piety, about being a pioneer. This is a scripture about entering into the wilderness and because of courage. So we're talking about courage right now in the face of fear and in the face of adversity. And we're also talking about the multiplication of that which has already been given to you. So as we said before, you know, wisdom has been passed on to you, but you're just afraid that you're not going to be necessarily taken seriously because of your age. I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing that bold movement forward via both this scripture and this King of Cups card that I have here, which to me is a card that I often associate with being a male counselor, being a gentle man, one who wears his heart on his sleeve and is able to empathize and counsel and give advice to others. This is the beginning of a part of your journey that I believe it's important for you to embark on if you're going to receive the full potential of gifts that are available to you. Because there is an element, of course, you know, of being in private practice, doing hoodoo for oneself, doing conjure for oneself and family and friends, but there are aspects that you cannot fully receive in that learning journey, because it is a learning journey. Once you put that shingle out, you will continue to learn. You will continue to be training. You are a student for life. But there are certain elements that can't get to you until you do what the scripture says, until you go eastward and inhabit unto the entering of the wilderness. So that's what I'm encouraging you to do right now, for you to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, know that you've been given tremendous blessings and gifts, and move forward. Do not worry about your age. There have been individuals throughout history who have consulted individuals younger than them since the beginning of time.
I'm just going to throw in something here. This is a funny one because Kai is the perfect guy to have read you that. Kai started his practice very young too, didn't you, Kai? Not as young as
Indeed.
Sean.
Indeed. Indeed. And it was,
and,
I too, yeah.
Very young. And both of you, Kai and Sean, come out of family backgrounds of spiritual practice, right? Ain't that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys well met. Glad you two met each other. I don't want to lay out too much else, but you got a couple other things in similarity too. All right? We'll just leave it at that, and you all can pick it up later. You know what I'm talking about.
I am more than available. If you ever have any questions, feel free to email me or we can talk via phone. I am more than glad to aid you in moving eastward.
Yeah, yeah. Guess who's to the east of you? Kai is out there in New York.
Thank
well,
you.
I
Thank
think that
you,
was
Kai.
A good, that's a good meeting. All right, let's see. Miss Aida, what do you have to say for advice for Sean?
Okay, I have to sincerely apologize. I missed his astrological sign, and I didn't hear him when he announced his age.
He's a Leo.
I am a Leo. And my age is 17.
Going on
okay.
18.
Alrighty.
Going on 18, alrighty. And had a grandmother who knew how to use that stuff.
Okay, got it. Okay, so I got a reading here. Alrighty, and what I have is that you're extremely gifted, and I'm seeing gifts also, you know, spiritual gifts from male energies around you, and. But I'm seeing that, have you been thinking about or have been interacting in a partnership with a female that...
Well, it depends on what you mean in a partnership.
Okay, well, let me just, because, you know, I don't want to... What they're just showing me is there's some sort of confusion here, okay? And... It seems like this person here, and I'll just go ahead and do the reading without asking you questions. And it seems to me that this person, you know, she's overpowering you a little bit, okay? And you need to look, and I hope this person doesn't kill me, but they're saying that you need to look to move on and go in a different direction, all right? they are saying the same thing basically that Kai said. All right, they're saying that you need to be patient and don't blame yourself because of your age. They're saying to take advantage of it, because if we keep going back to the age factor, okay, they're showing me the Ten of Swords, which you know what that means, right? So you got to get away from this age business and take advantage of it, capitalize on it, you know? And what I'm seeing is a different woman. A different woman is coming. Once you move on, you need to move on. You're in some sort of a rut here, and you're getting some kind of advice that isn't really for you. You know, you're 17 years old in this life, but they're showing me that you have an extremely old soul. So you're actually an old man, in according to my spirit, okay? Mm-hmm. So you need to have some patience. Do not, you know, let people get to you about your age. Take advantage of that. They're showing to have patience. I'm seeing another woman coming, another woman. And she is going to be a mentor, a teacher, and she is going to help you along.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Well, I'm stuck here with the root work now. Actually, Miss Aida actually hit on something that I happen to know, because I happen to know Sean. Sean has had several female helpers and leaders over the years, and mentors and family members. So what you're saying is, you know, diversify. Don't just be led by one. And I agree that that is true. He's going to make his own way. There are a number of things that I would recommend here, and this is just straight up root work first. When you want to start a business, and especially if you want to start a spiritual business, the first thing you want to do is to bless your tools. So I know that you read with various tools, and you also read intuitively. But let's take your tools. What tools do you use the most, that you favor the most?
My tarot cards.
Tarot cards, all right. I want you to do a little layout. I want you to shuffle your cards and do what's called a rainbow spread. If you know what I'm talking about, you're just going to spread them in the form of a little rainbow, right? Just whoop, a little rainbow spread. And I want you to meditate on that for a second and just say, let my cards bring me in the truth. And let my cards bring me in people who want to hear the truth, because there's nothing like clients that want to hear from you. In other words, you don't want to be reading for free for everybody, and you don't want to be always giving it away because you're young, although many young people do start off by doing free readings and trade readings. And, for instance, you could, for instance, trade readings with any of the professionals here. Most of us would do it just for the kicks, you know. But then I want you to take some coins. And I want you to literally spread some coins down over your tarot deck, right? Just lay it down on there, a little rainbow of coins.
And would it matter what type of coin?
Any, you know, whatever you got in your pocket, any coins. Some people say one penny, one, you know, one nickel, one dime, whatever. Just get the coins, you know, and spread them out over there. And then I want you to put up a bit of a candle. It can be a very small candle, a little white candle. And you're going to dress that with psychic vision oil, right? Okay? You're going to also have some psychic vision powder. And you're going to put that, when you get that rainbow arc, you're going to put the candle right in the, you know, in the hole of that arc, right? Just on a little candlestick. And light that candle. And I want you to think about it. These cards I send into the world, and I want money to come back, right? I have my psychic vision. I know what I am. I know what I can do. I want people to recognize this. Let my light shine forth. And just say a prayer for your light to shine forth. Some people will put up a lamp, and it might be like a vegetable oil lamp or a kerosene lamp, and let that thing burn for a long time. I used to work with a man who had a lamp in the back room. You couldn't see it if you were in the front room, but it was going in the back room. It was to draw customers. Use images of light. You're a Leo. Use images of light and of dignity, the things of Leo, the sun, and then gather up your cards and jog them up and take that money and give it to the poor and say, to I get you know just literally walk around and give it to the homeless and say, you know, wherever there is somebody here, I'm going to give you some money as you spend this money, because you know they're going to spend it. Let my light and my word and my intentions go out into the world. Whoever touches these coins, tell somebody, oh, this is lucky coin. Oh, I need a reading. And you'll get people. It's like a big chain of people, a big network of people, and they will come to you. And the other thing I'm going to tell you is, do you have your business cards yet?
I am currently working on a print.
Okay. Yeah. Get your business card done. Get your business card and share it. Send, 25, 50 business cards to everybody you know who has a shop and say, would you mind putting my business cards up in your shop? You know, people like Papa Newt, he's right here in chat, and he certainly will help you get started. He's a reader. He's always looking for other friends who are readers, right? He says there's a big psychic fair coming up in the fall in Omaha. He just said that in the chat room. So you want your business cards. Yeah, and you want to be part of that. You definitely want to be part of that. Don't be afraid or ashamed if your first clients are all young. A lot of older people will not. I mean, they will sometimes go to a young person, but a lot of them say, well, he won't understand my sorrows or my widowhood or whatever, and they want to go to a person their own age. Don't fight it. Work for the young. Work for those who are experiencing similar things to you. And I'm also going to tell you something very strong, sweetheart. You know, and I know, you need to go to college. And you can be a reader while you're in college. And you can have that business while you're in college. But I want to see you get some more education. I don't want you to give that up and just go out in the street like I did and be a reader and never graduate, okay? Promise me that. Well, he's not going to promise it. He's going to hold back on the promise. All right. Promise you'll try.
I'll try.
Well, you'll try. You're a good person. And, you know, I say that just to be maybe conventional. You know, I never graduated from high school. You're doing better than I am. And I think you can be as well-known and good. You're intelligent. You need to work on, the things that make a good writer. But there's so many people who will help you with that. And I want to tell you something. I know you have a future. I wouldn't have been sticking around, hanging on, talking with you with Skype all these years, months, if I didn't see something in you. And I'm very glad you called. And I know you are going to be 20 years from now, you'll look back on this and say, wow, she told the truth. You will be doing this kind of work for many, many people. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Well, I would like to say too, this serves as a bit of an introduction of you to some of the people. Check him out on the forum. He's answering questions on the forum, and then let's say, anybody else? We got another minute here. Anybody else have something to add?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great.
Victory.
Victory.
Use the Victory products.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Very, very good. And come on out and, keep on participating with other people, because one of the things that you can do is go out as a lone psychic, the lone psychic. But, you know, we do better in groups because we can serve a variety of clients that way. And if someone comes to you, for instance, who wants cursing, you can say, I'm going to send you to my friend Miss Aida. And if strange young man from somewhere says, what do I do with my strange young energy? She can go, I know where you can go. You can go to Sean. Right? So we help each other.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
Thank you all
right.
So much.
All right. Okay. Oh, man. Sean, my dear beloved. All right. We're going to come back with our free spell. And I'll tell you something, Miss Aida has a good one cooked up for us. So let's stay on the line and see what happens.
You are listening to another fine production of the LMC Radio Network, whose art and information may be found on its webcast shows. The LMC Radio Network is a community radio alliance of metaphysical, spiritual, inspirational, and political justice broadcasters, spanning a wide range of topics. On Mondays, get ready for Candelo's Corner. Starring Candelo Cambisa and Malik Cambisa, this is the voice of authentic Cuban Palo and Dominican Sanse in the United States, with special guests representing the entire range of African traditional and diasporic religions. You can hear Candelo's Corner Monday evenings from 5 to 7 Pacific Time. On Tuesdays, a pair of outstanding hosts point the way to essential values. First, on the Crystal Silence League Hour, John St. Germain provides spiritual guidance in the practical use of crystals and crystal balls for the development of mental concentration, mind power, divination, and telepathic communication. His show airs Tuesday evenings from 5 to 6 o'clock Pacific Time. Once you have your bearings, engage in activism and social justice in the streets with Beverly Smith. Beverly brings listeners front-page reports on the ongoing struggle for racial, gender, and social justice, shedding much light on civil and social rights issues. Her cry for freedom begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and inspires us for 1 hour. On Wednesdays, Andrea Weston's Liquid Libations pour forth to bless us with poetry, short stories, and spoken word performances. If you are a poet or someone who simply enjoys the beauty and power of words, then Liquid Libations welcomes your participation. Call in and read your work. Listen for Liquid Libations on Wednesdays from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Pacific Time. On Thursdays, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's the Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield. In a variety show laced with country wit and biblical wisdom, the silver-tongued professor shares his knowledge of roots and delivers the lucky numbers. From 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time, there's no end to the surprises. And on Saturdays, Kai Armand broadcasts On Sacred Ground, a tapestry of our times, comprising history, ethnography, and shamanism, featuring the voices of the land and the deceased, aided by scholars, spirit workers, and environmentalists. Kai's show airs from noon to 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time. All shows on the LMC Radio Network are sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, located in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. Add 3 hours for Eastern. Tax and license may apply. Train departure times and Burma Shave signs subject to change without notice. LMC.
And now, y'all, we're going to go ahead and go to our free spell section. And this will be with Miss Aida of MissAida.com in Detroit, Michigan. And she'll be discussing succubi and incubi. Miss Aida.
Okay. I'm going to try to handle two things at one time here. And that is, one, how to actively get rid of one if it's on you or with you, and then how to prevent it, get rid of it, prevent it from coming back. Okay? If you're with one, you just throw holy water, throw holy water, throw holy water. It is terrifying. Remember, these things are demonic, okay? They're appalled. So you chase it out the door or you chase it out a window, you open the window, you open the door, whatever it is, throw holy water, throw holy water, throw holy water. Then you seal everything, and we're talking about emergency here, you seal everything with kosher salt. All right? So now we want to prevent it. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to first, I like to put a little votive cup of buffalo ammonia in the corners. Now, sometimes that can be overpowering, that smell, so just use a little bit. They are appalled by that, okay? You can use camphor tablets and put them in little votive cup full of Florida water. Have the Bible open under your bed. Excuse me, the Psalms 121. And what I do, you know, I see that Kat uses a knife over that. I use open scissors with the scissors pointing upwards. And you can use a spray bottle, have your Florida water handy. And what is it that appalls them? Holiness, right? If you have pubic hair, rub some 7-Eleven holy oil around your pubic hair. If you have a bikini line wax, then just rub it around the areas that do not touch any of your genitals directly. Okay, that's going to appall them. That's just going to really turn them off. And last but not least is what is really going to turn them off, a blessing spell kit. Okay, blessing spell kit isn't just, for happiness and happy that. it's going to bring the energies of what appalls them. So you're going to use a blessing spell kit. And believe me, that will prevent them from coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I have.
Wow. Wow.
Did I do it? I'm so worried about my 4 minutes.
Yeah, you got it in your 4 minutes, and in fact, you came in early. So I'm gonna throw a couple of ideas in here too. The holy water. Let's ask a question here on behalf of those who are not Catholics or were never raised Catholic. Is this holy water from a Catholic church? Can they make their own holy water? Can they get holy water from another source? What are we going to use here if they're not a Catholic?
Okay. First rain in May is holy
mm-hmm.
water. Certainly, you can certainly bless it yourself or get someone
mm-hmm.
of your faith, you
mm-hmm.
know, a leader of your faith to bless it. And that becomes holy water. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
necessarily have to be Catholic or Orthodox.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. Now, holy oil, someone in the chat room asked, how do we get that? Well, holy
7-Eleven holy oil.
7-Eleven holy oil is an analog of the holy oil mentioned in the Bible. And I need to explain that it is actually says in the Bible, you must not make this oil exactly as it is stated in the Bible, because that's forbidden. It's only to be used in the temple. So people make very slight variations of holy oil. Everybody's variation is very different, but it never involves making substitute ingredients. Real holy oil should have the exact same ingredients, but they might jigger their proportions just a tiny bit. 7-Eleven holy oil is a recipe that was created by a guy named Morton Newman, and he lived in Chicago, and he was a Jewish man, and he knew how to make holy oil, but of course he was devout, and he believed in the Bible, and so he wouldn't make it exactly right, so he called it 7-Eleven holy oil, and he made a slight variation on it. So, and I followed his recipe because I found it very satisfactory. So we make 7-Eleven holy oil at the Lucky Mojo, but there are other people who just make it and call it holy oil. I guess I was taught not to even use that name, so that's why I do it that way. But those things are good, really, really good. And you just pray over them and make them the way it says in the Bible. You can read it in the book of Exodus if you want to make your own. Okay. Kai, do you have any really quick last-minute add-on to that spell?
I loved that. I thought it was just—it was delivered confidently. I feel ready. If any incubus or succubus tries to, you know, come get this, I feel prepared. So thank you, Miss Ida. I feel very prepared.
Good. All right. Well, thank you, Aida. Now we're going to turn this over to Miss Tammy Lee, our announcer, and she's going to give us the end of the show.
Well, thank you, Miss Kat and Kai Ahmad of ConjureInTheCity.com in Brooklyn, New York, for filling in for Conjureman Ali this week. And thank you, Miss Ida of MissAida.com in Detroit, Michigan, for being our special guest member from AIR. And we invite you to tune in next week when our special guest member from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers will be Papa G of WhiteMojo.com in Nashville, Tennessee. And his topic will be crossing up your own work. And once again, y'all, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. And you can find Miss Kat by the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjureman Ali at conjuremanali.com in Mission Viejo. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, joining you from TripleCrownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The shows are available and archived via LuckyMojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you so much for you being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at the same time when you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Bands playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Have a blessed week. Goodbye.
Thank you, Miss Tammy Lee. Thank you, Kai,
thank you,
for filling in for Conjureman Ali. You did a wonderful job. And,
oh, he did a terrific
job. Love to have you back
anytime.
Anytime he takes a leave of absence, you're good.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful being here
yeah.
with you and Miss Ida.
And folks, if you like Kai Armand on this show, you should check him out on his own show on Sacred Ground every Saturday. He is having a fantastic run of great shows, interviewing people from all different sacred traditions from around the world. Really good stuff. It's a great show. You can catch it in the archives if you can't catch it live. It's called On Sacred Ground. All right, and going to say goodnight to Miss Aida.
Good night. Thank you for having me.
Night.